This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Big Frieda is credited for bringing bounce music to the mainstream and continues to create influential music. Big Frieda is busy with so many new projects and is heading to Australia and New Zealand to tour and will be in Oz for Blues Fest. Earlier, Em caught up with Big Frieda. Here it is.
Hey, Frieda, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Before we get into the music side of things, I've just pulled you away from the kitchen and you had a New Orleans dinner party with home-cooked soul food in December. So how important is food for you and why was that an important event for you?
Food is important to me because it brings people together. You know, it brings people happiness. I love to see people eat and enjoy what I cook. You know, it is no party like, you know, a party with food and music and people and laughter. You know, it brings good times and good memories.
Let's speak about a bit of a party now, because you're heading to Australia and New Zealand. How excited are you for this tour?
I'm excited because I just was in Australia not long ago and I'm excited to come back. You know, I had a great time. All of the festivals and parties were really dope. So excited to come back, especially with, you know, the Soul Rebels and everyone who's on the bill. All of us, we're going to throw down, you know. The Soul Rebels, we're going to bring some New Orleans flavor. And the Queen is definitely going to just put a little topping on it, you know.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. You're playing as part of Blues Fest in Australia, which is, you know, this blues and bunch of different music festival. What do you love about a festival?
I mean, you know, it's just all different walks of life at festivals. It's different sounds of music, different, you know, different musicians and different bands. You know, festivals are loud and they're fun. You know, they bring a lot of different food and different cultures, you know, to festivals. So I'm excited just to feel, you know, how this Blues Fest is going to go down in Australia.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm certainly personally very excited for it.
Yeah.
Now, Frieda, you're credited for bringing bounce to the mainstream. Was that ever something that you intended to do?
Not really, until I started to really figure out what was my purpose in life and what was my calling. So at first I was just working, you know, just grinding, you know, doing bounce music for the culture and for New Orleans and putting New Orleans on the map. And when I really figured out that this was my calling, you know, to bring it even further around the world, I started to do just that.
It's so incredible. And also New Orleans, just generally, what do you think it is about that place? Because I feel like it breeds greatness. There are so many incredible people coming out of New Orleans.
I mean, it's just that. It's the people of New Orleans. It's the city itself. It's the culture. It's the food. It's just what we breathe in you know, every day in everyday life. And it's an amazing city. We have some amazing people here. We have some amazing chefs and food culture. You know, lots of great music and musicians have came from here and still are. It's a talented, loving place, you know.
You're making me hungry.
You smell those pots in that kitchen, honey. You will be like, yes, baby, I'm ready to eat.
Oh my gosh, I am. It's literally breakfast time over here, but I'm like, give me dinner. You are, honestly, you're absolutely kicking goals in so many areas. You also recently featured on Beyoncé's Break My Soul. What was that like to be a part of that track?
You know, it was so amazing to be a part of that track. I'm so honored and so grateful to Beyoncé and her team for reaching back out for us being on a second track for her. I'm forever grateful. You know, the track is powerful. The song has reached a massive audience, and I'm super excited about the love and support that it has gotten us.
So amazing. As I said, it's almost like you're reaching kind of every area at the moment. You also judged Miss Universe recently.
Yes, I was on Miss Universe, and I also performed at Miss Universe, which was an amazing time just to see all of the amazing, beautiful women from all the different countries. It was unbelievable. It was so hard to decide.
I can imagine you would have been, yeah. Who do you choose? How did you do that?
Oh, exactly. Everybody was just beautiful. Everybody brought it. Everybody looks was fabulous. It was definitely a hard thing to do, but it had to come down to a winner, you know?
Absolutely. Sometimes you just got to make that decision. Speaking of, sometimes you just have to get down to business. And I hear there's a new show in the works.
Big Freedom Means Business, baby. Aaron, yeah. Is someone confused. It is a show about business and, you know, business ideas that I have. And people will get to see me full hand, you know, trying to create and start businesses and some of the businesses that I currently already have.
I can't wait to see that. That's going to be amazing. It seems like throughout our chat, it's always come back to an element of food. And I was going to close the chat by asking you what you're most excited for when you get to Australia. But I think what I want to ask instead is, does Australian food meet your standard?
Listen, I've had some great food over there, but it definitely don't meet what New Orleans has. You know, it has some great, you know, it has a lot of different cultures of different food. So I was able to try different things. You know, I was able to try like some Indian food. I was able to try, you know, what Australia has to offer. I was able to try some American food. So I did have a variety of different foods. And everything was great. I didn't have no complaints. I didn't spit anything out.
Perfect.
So, for the most part, it was good.
Amazing. Well, yeah, we definitely do have variety, but nothing like what you've got back home. So go back, enjoy those foods, and I will be jealous all day.
Listen, maybe when I come, we'll throw something together.
That would be amazing. Big Frida, thank you so much for joining us on Joy Drive.
Yes, thanks so much for having me.
Big Frida will be in Australia and New Zealand next month. For more info about Bluesfest, head to bluesfest.com.au.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.